Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Yes, we're at the end of the week here. You know, I hope everyone had a wonderful week. If you didn't have a good week this week, you'll have a better week next week, because that is that thankful day. But each and every day should be thankful out here. You know, just to just be here doing what we have to do. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, good nature is plentiful, but we want justice with a heart of steel to fight down the proud. If people are merely good-natured, then those who are arrogant and high-handed will have free rein to carry out as they please. Only those who fight with hearts of steel are people of justice. And you know, sometimes that justice is served a bit unfairly out there. Just speaking of the verdict from the day, you got mixed opinions out there, but let me tell you something. Don't worry about it, because cause and effect is a strict law of the entire universe. You might think you have escaped, but eventually you're going to get that effect from anything that you've done incorrectly, okay? And you're going to get the effect from anything that you do correctly. Read up on karma, K-A-R-M-A. It's real, and cause and effect is strict. So on that note, I'm going to play my song from Phil and them. These are my special guys. You know, Phil Bell always has a music marathon going on once a week. Check in on them on YouTube and on Facebook. This is a song. This is my favorite. I love them all, but I'm just going to start this off with you for Find It Out on Friday. Welcome in.
Look at that. I just want to know.
You remember yesterday? Ran away. You remember.
That's right. Remember yesterday, that is by Phil and them, a great group of young men and young women. And like I said, ES Marathon that comes on every Wednesday, it's through the PBT studio. Filled up Bell. Phil and them has some wonderful entertainment, wonderful guests on. Please check them out. Those are some awesome, awesome, awesome entertainers. You don't want to miss out on that. And right now, we have Miss Tiffany, Tiffany with an I, on this evening with us. And I say Tiffany with an I because she said, I see it, I strategize, I fix it, and I complete it. That's Tiffany with an I. And before we let her come on, I need to say this affirmation to you. Remember yesterday, move in the present, and set up the future. Tiffany with an I, our past, present, and future here. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well, Linda. How are you? Thank you for inviting me once again. You know, I'm on Mondays, but Find It Out Fridays is always like a blessing because it's like, oh, I get a chance to come on again and share with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. We have to care and share over here. And since it is Friday, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, we never really go in a perfect direction. I just want to find out from you what you found out and what you'd like to share with the listeners this evening.
Well, you know, Linda, I have moved into a new place. So that's very, very interesting. Because
okay.
Everything that I needed to have has been like scheduled a week out. So
okay.
I just got internet after a week, right?
Okay.
But everybody's so busy, like I always say, people are busy, they're short staffed and but still very pleasant. So I mean, I didn't miss anything, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, you still have your cell phone. You can still connect, you know, with Facebook and look at videos or whatever. So, but, yeah, so I haven't really been out there. I do know that, remember I was telling you about the Reach Me Foundation and they were going to have they were going to have some kind of celebration in the month of November. So they actually, because of people trying to figure out everything, they have postponed their activities until like the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, everyone's still trying to figure out what to do and, you know, you can't overextend yourself anymore. You know, people recognize that once you overextend yourself. So,
well, it's a good thing. We'll keep us abreast on that Reach Me Foundation event because that's a great foundation and they do wonderful things. So, yeah, working with new beginnings, you know, we're in the habit of doing things a certain way, but everything has to be switched up. It's never going to be done the way it was done before, but we still have to reacclimate into a different way of doing things. So things that you could do at the last minute, and, you know, we got those last-minute committees and that change-up committee, and it's always, you know, I call it crisis management. But now we're sort of like, you know, with everything going on back and forth, it's crisis management all the time. So I can understand the postponement because you want it to be done right. And with you, with your live production, things are happening there. We go in, we go out. And I know that you're a dynamic person as far as lining everything out. You're a planner, and you go on that checklist to make things happen. And because we are a certain way, or we operate a certain way, Tiffany, others don't do it that way. And it can get a bit hairy or frustrating sometimes, but you always keep a smile on your face and keep moving. You're very innovative. Very, very creative, very innovative. It's like from here to there, from here to there, from here to there. So when you're dealing with as many personalities that you have to deal with to set that production, how has this been a growth notch for you? I mean, you're already there, but can you share some pointers or something that a person should look out for? Or how do you keep that smile on your face?
Well, you know what, Linda? I think you said a couple of things when I was campaigning, and I came on your show, and you would do the same thing and give us some pointers, say something about a particular issue. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Miss Linda.
You're quite welcome.
So actually, I'm so glad that I took the time to rest a little, relax, and really focus on everything. I thought that I could do everything with the move, but as I'm finding out, I just got internet access, which I would have needed to do the production. So I am currently working with the studio in Culver City to see what we can do. It's a cute, quaint studio, and has had many guests, many special guests there. And so I'm in the process of doing this, you know, doing the studio thing. There are a couple studios. There's another one in Pasadena that I like too, that I'll probably do, you know, the production out of. But it's been very interesting. I think that, you know, during this time we have to just realize and recollect where we are and where we're going. And as a matter of fact, there is a full moon that's coming up that helps us to release the old and bring in the new. And I think that's what I had to do. And even in the founder of the network and the and one of the producers, you know, they were, you know, no, you're not going back on until November 30th, December 1st. I said, oh, okay, great. And they were like, you can't really put your all into it unless you, you know, deal with the move first and do the administrative work, which is my site and my social media handles and putting that together and making sure that when people go to the site that they can, you know, go to YouTube, they can go to Facebook, they can go to Instagram and all the social handles that I'll have. So it was a much needed thing. But, you know, we all think that we can do so much, you know, in one given day or always. And like you said, and we've been saying this continuously, that you can't really do things in this new way, you know, as of the, you know, in the old patterns and system. We can't do it. So
the process,
I'm learning. I'm finding that out.
Yeah, the structure. You have to restructure and how can we say it? Regroup, restructure, reschedule. All of those re's have to go there because, see, we've been doing it a certain way. And that's with everything. You know, that's with everything. I just wanted to bring it up because I know that when you're relocating and you're trying to find the cup out the box and what box is labeled over here and, oh, my goodness, where's the house shoes? All of that stuff comes into play because most of the time some persons move orderly, but some persons just bag it up and, you know, get it going. It just depends on how it was set up, but it is very difficult to deal with technical things when you're in a uproar like that, you know. So I can understand that one to have everything set up. And, you know, we got a few surprises coming on for the listeners, and I'm in that same mode myself. So I'm working on it. We're not going to put the surprise out there, but I definitely understand it. And each day that I start on it, something else comes and get in the way, okay? So what we have to do is, like you say, stay focused, stay relaxed, and rest. You get an opportunity to rest and basically sit down and get that quiet time in the morning. I meditate, but then I take me 20 minutes, and I just stare in the ceiling, okay? And I don't care what's going on. You have to have that time. I know when I work on my lecture series on purpose, purpose is the who, the what, the when, and the how. And with the attendees, I have them bring affirmations back to me. But you know what I tell them to do? Go hide in the closet. Mm-hmm. Or go sit up under the old feet of a corn tree somewhere and stare up in the sky and bring me back what came to you. Because, see, unless you're still, unless you take that rest and that relaxation, all that extra curricular activity, as I call it, is moving around in your head. And a lot of individuals don't take out time to do it, but it's very important that you take out that time to do it, because you have to really, really deal with you, because everything is stemming from you. The different personalities you have to work with out there, the changes, all of that. As I think I was reading something, I think it was from an actor, where did I read it? It's like you cannot let others' emotional problems mess with your intellect. It didn't quite state it that way, but that's what I got from it, okay? So when you keep that in mind, you have to a lot of times take extra deep breaths. Sometimes you have to fly. You have to push it out there because you need to rattle some guts every now and then so that they'll hear you, okay? And because you have to rattle those guts, it doesn't mean that it's messing with your intellect. Your intellect's still enough to know which one to pull up. You know, me and I got 52 girls over here, right? And we have a daily meeting, all right? I break them down into categories, you know, and when it's time to pull that number, I say, step on out there, number 46, and handle it, okay? But you have to know your personalities, and you have to know you in order to make it very effective, okay? And not effective, sometimes it might not be effective for the others, but it's sure going to be effective for you, okay? Because you're continuing to move forward, you're continuing to get the job done. It's a process. It's an inner, outer thing. It's an environmental thing. It's a determination thing. It's like you say, rest, relax, and focus on, because you have a lot of persons out there that will try to take you off your focus. I was mentioning, I think, with Karen Bird, she's the life coach, how you have individuals, they have to look the best, be the best, be the top notch, and that's great. That's a good sign. That's a good, good habit to have. But then everybody's not about that, okay? Everybody's when I run into individuals like that, I look two ways, okay? I admire them, but then I know that there's some issues there too, okay? So when you can as you say, straddle on that sidewalk and be able to straddle the sidewalk or straddle the fence, as we say, I tell everyone, it's like a hedge operation for life, hedging. When a farmer takes his he has cows, he takes them to, you know, when he want to make his money. So he hedges. He hedges on everything. And then we talked about this, and that thousand commodities, when you ride that fence, you know, you buy them puts and calls. If the money go this way, if it fall here, you're making money. If it go up, you're making money. You have to hedge. Same thing with your life. You have to hedge your life, okay? You can't put all the apples in one barrel. Person say, well, what is it that you, what all do you do? I say, let me think about it. Because, see, I'm Southern. You have, when one door closes, you have to slide into another one or have your foot in it before the other one closes. That's just, it's just taught in your bloodline. Same with you. You have to move. But when you're dealing with producers and programmers and all those different personalities, and you're trying to make a move, you're trying to structure out yourself, Tiffany, so everything is in order. I see the end of the month. I don't see a weekly thing when it's, you know, when you're trying to do what you have to do, because you want to do it correctly. You want it.
Well,
to
I do appreciate you for saying that. Thank you. And you do it correctly every day, or Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I just really, I'm serious. People don't realize the energy that it takes to either go on the air and mm-hmm. talk mm-hmm. or go on the air and be visual and speak. It takes a lot of preparation, and that's what I'm learning. So, and I really want to bring the people who watch my show, you know, something of value and to get to know me on a personal level. Actually, more so than on my show, I'm a little bit more personable with you because it's more, it's not that my show is really structured, it is, but I can come here and really kind of be more of myself because I don't have to think about what I'm going to say, mm-hmm. what question I'm going to ask. Am I diplomatic enough? How, you know, am I neutral? You know, a lot of things go through my head, but, you know, I really appreciate it because anyone who sees the show and then they hear the podcast, I'm a little different because I'm a little, you know, my hair is a little bit more down. I can talk about things a little bit more freely. So, and I appreciate that because I think that people need to know that there's a, like a human personal side to you, that we go through this, you know, the same things. I'm not saying that being on television and the viewership and everything is like on a real like A-list celebrity level, but it is, you know, it requires work. It requires you're giving your best to your viewership. It requires a lot. So, but I like hanging out here because I can be myself. Like I said, I don't have to sugarcoat anything. Not that I do on my show at all. But
No, I don't think you do any sugarcoating. Now I'm gonna pull that one back. No, you never sugarcoat. You just present it in a different way. Okay, but it's never sugarcoated. That's why I admire you, and I understand your greatness, and I understand what you go through, and that's why we've been connected for a few years here. I like to meet new people, and I do. I have new people, and I love my young adults. I tell them, come on and talk, baby. Oh, I can't do that, Miss Linda. I say, yes, you can. Come on and talk about the cat that fell off the bed the other day. You know, I love it. I love to pull those young adults because when you work with youth and you give them an opportunity, see, the voice does the work. The voice does the work. Even if it's visual, you still are speaking. The voice always does the work. So when you can take a young adult and have them use their voice, it builds character, it builds their self-esteem because it helps them present themselves. And we all have to present ourselves as we're going through life. So I like to grab up those babies and what you want me to talk about? I say anything you want to talk about. And because what it is, it's about the comfortable of it. So I'm glad that you enjoy because, you know, Miss Linda, I might ask a few questions, but it's not about that. What you caring about and what you sharing about, and let's do it, okay? Because it is that's the only way I know how to go. I have problems when I have to go the other way. You know, when they be trying to get me to stick with them strips, it's kind of hard. Okay.
It is.
I'll stick to it a little bit, and I'm going to put a little flare up in there somewhere, okay? I might get chewed out for doing it, but I'm going to put it there because I have to bring me. It's all about you. No matter what you're doing, it's all about you. At the end of the day, who do you have? You. When you sit down and do that assessment, I tell people I assess myself every day. What did I do today that I won't do tomorrow? Or what can I do tomorrow that I didn't do today? I go through an assessment, and I write it, and I list it, and look back at it, and see, okay, which way do I have to go here? If this happens again, instead of me taking 4 breaths, I'll take 6, and then maybe I won't hurt that person's feelings because I have that sharp tongue. And that's the thing that I have to work on, that I'm aware of because, you know, at this particular time, people are very fragile, okay? So you have to be careful in mentioning people being out there and being fragile. I was kind of like moving in the sunlight today, moving around. You know, I'm still social distancing. I still want to attend a lot of things, but I like seeing the people moving. And on that note, you know, we were talking about, you know, shopping and being aware and not changing. And I know you'll have input on it because you're always speaking of it, how to be kind out there and the service workers. But when you're shopping, you have to not allow yourself to be a target because there's a lot of stuff going on out there, okay? And you watch mm-hmm. people and how they position themselves. And, you know, you could come out the store with a lot of bags, and they got a front guy up there calling the other guy, and then the other guy is telling them what kind of car you're getting in. And you just learn how to drive, keep your eyes on the road, but keep watching that rearview mirror, too. Okay, because if somebody follow me home, they're going to get attacked by a whole lot of Rock Wilders and everything else, okay? So, but I'm just saying, people are not thinking. Yeah, watch that rearview mirror and turn a few corners out there. Turn them. Turn a few corners and pay attention because it's a lot of stuff happening. And with the travelers out there, everybody at the gas pump got a frown on their face because that gas is high.
Oh, I feel like I know.
It's crazy. You really have to set your route. That's what I do. You know, I plan my route, but I'm really planning mm-hmm. it now. I'm not going to go back over there tomorrow if I can get it done today. Okay, I'm not going to do that because you don't realize it, but everybody at the gas pump got a frown on their face, and they're trying to get out here to these family gatherings and stuff. And and when we're gathering with the family, just keep in mind, we'll talk about it more on Monday because that's the beginning of the real fun week. But keep in mind not to slack up on your process. You know, whatever you've been doing, you take your vitamin D, you take your vitamins, you come in, you shower, you drop, continue that. Do not slack up out there. You know, for those of us who have vaccine, those who have boosters, I was on the elevator today. A young man, he was saying, he was up and down delivering to the office. He said, I've been vaccinated. I said, still continue to get your test, okay? Continue to test. That's you don't know. And he said, okay, ma'am, thank you. I get tested so much they hate to see me if I'm there every other week. Test me. I just walk too close to somebody. I just walk too close to somebody. You must. We cannot slack up out there. And back to what you're saying, you know, be kind to the to the staff, to the people that are out there working on what we have.
No, yes, that's true.
Because they're not too happy either, okay? They're not too happy.
No, they're not. They're not. But I will tell you this, as people travel, if they're doing short distances, you know, like L.A. to San Francisco, Las mm-hmm. Vegas, and you fly Southwest, one of my friends is a mechanic, and he's been there for years, and he loves his job, right?
Okay.
And he's very passionate at keeping people safe.
Okay.
So I can say, because I've met a couple of them, and they're really passionate. You know, not everybody's passionate. Some people are just trying to get through the day, but he is very passionate. He's been, I think, with the company over 20, almost 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he loves planes, and I know if a loved one, and I'm not trying to promote Southwest, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just to feel safe and understanding and knowing what I know about how they deal with the mechanics of things.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. So,
I won't fly
you
on
know,
a plane
at least,
unless I know. If there's a strike, I will not fly on. If they're having labor issues, I will not take that airline. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If the employees are unhappy, I'm not flying that plane. Well, I have no intention of flying too soon anyway, so by the time I get ready to get back up in the plane, we'll be gliding through the cloud on a skateboard, okay, because I'm not too anxious. Unless I'm flying in that lure jet, me and the pilot, okay, that I might come on in.
No, I understand that. I understand that, too. But I know we're all good. Some people are going to be traveling. And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
They're out there.
But it's going to be, you know, because Thanksgiving is supposed to be a big weekend.
It is a big weekend. It's always been the heaviest travel day. Always.
Right.
Always.
So,
Thanksgiving.
Right. So, like you said, you know, make sure your immunity system is boosted with the
mm-hmm.
proper vitamins and minerals and, you know, you get the proper rest. But, you know, like I was out yesterday and people are wearing shorts. I'm like,
oh,
it
yeah.
is 60 degrees. I'm not sure that
oh, yeah.
you're from the East Coast, but however, if you are from the West Coast, and I understand that people have different body temperatures, then you need to, you know, kind of reevaluate that. Because if you catch a cold, I guarantee you, just because you have the vaccine, some people are going to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, so I have the vaccine and now I can go to work. I don't have
mm-hmm.
to stay home. No, stay
mm-hmm.
home and take care of yourself. And most
yeah.
importantly,
right.
you know what I mean? Just use some common sense as to what's happening out there. And I'm not, you know, by no means am I telling people what to do, but just be careful out there because, you know, some people think just because they're vaccinated, they can
mm-hmm.
go back to doing things that they used
mm-mm.
to, and then they'll catch a cold. And the cold may not be the same either this
mm-mm.
year.
No,
so.
I don't do flu shots. I've never had a flu shot, but I'm sitting up here in my meditation mode saying, do you need to get a flu shot? What you think? Okay. Because I keep my immune pretty. But, you know, like when you don't know what you're dealing with, so here we go. So I'm giving it thought out there, but you're absolutely correct. Use some common sense. Well, we know sometimes people's scales are unbalanced, Tiffany with an I, and some people don't have scales at all. So what we have to do is just make sure that we're mindful and we're paying attention and that we're aware. But watch your surroundings in these malls. You know, some people, I noticed a few things today, you know, coming out of, you know, especially high-end stores or whatever, and you'll have people hanging around acting like they're on the phone, but who are they on the phone talking to? And they don't even stand right. You know, certain people have a certain energy about them. It's like, wait a minute, now, he don't even look like he even know what's in this store. Okay? No. So I'm just putting it out there, and that's what I found out, because I keep my eyes roving around, you know. I said, that don't look. And then you got one over in the corner on the phone, you know, in the parking lot. Uh-huh. So this one is, I said, oh, no. Okay, let me just care and share this part. Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention. If it looks out of place, most likely it is out of place, okay? It is definitely out of place. So I just wanted to put that out there to let everyone know to just be aware. You know, have fun. I walked in some of the stores, and they're stocked so beautifully, and, you know, things look so good. I say, oh, well, everybody I know going to get New Year's presents, okay, because I have to happy Merry Christmas myself. Christmas is every day. You know, I usually like to wait, unless you're taking care of your family or something, you know. The young adults, but Christmas actually is every day. So usually everyone that knows me know they get New Year's presents. Mm-hmm. That is the way I like to do it. Well, Tiffany, with an eye, I know you're going to have family gatherings for Thursday. We have the chef cooking for us, but the chef is traveling out of town because he comes in he's in great demand, so we have to pick up our food a little bit early, and I'm saying cover it. Cover the food in cement containers, okay? Because if I see it before Thursday, it's going to be gone by Thursday, okay? So pack it where we cannot dig a spoon in it, okay?
Right.
It will not last for Thursday, okay? It is so funny. But I'm, happy. I say pack it in cement containers with a lock on it and adjust that lock so it doesn't open up until Thursday morning. Because if I open it up on Wednesday, guess what? We're going to be eating hot dogs on Thursday, okay? Because I'm going to get down in that food because I know it is going to be delicious.
I know. And also, I found out, okay, so if you are traveling or want to travel by Uber or Lyft and you can't get an Uber or Lyft, you know that the yellow cab service, the taxis, are really kind of somewhat better than Lyft or Uber when you can't. Yeah. I had to call one the other day because Uber and Lyft took so long to pick me up.
Oh, because they're shorthanded. You're right. You're shorthanded. They're shorthanded. They're
but shorthanded. You can do anything. Right. You can even schedule the amount. I guess you can have the amount that you're going to pay if you give them the pickup and the destination address. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they'll tell you how much it costs without the meter running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get in the cab and the meter runs and when mm-hmm. it stops and, you know. But they're competitively priced. Like, the ride was probably no more than Lyft or Uber. And
really?
You wouldn't think that, but they, you know, it's changed, you know? So
right,
you call, you give them your address, they'll text you when they're, you know, 5 minutes away, when they're ready
oh, really?
To come to the curb. Oh, yes. Oh, and then you can see them on the map, just like you
oh.
would Lyft or Uber.
Is that
so,
a
I mean,
yellow
that's an
cab
alternative.
You call?
It's the yellow cab. That's what I called because it's an easy number. So
Okay.
It's an easy number, and that was the one I could remember at the time because I was a little frustrated since, you know, I had
mm-hmm.
to wait for 20 minutes just to get someone to respond to
yeah,
my request.
Yeah, they're, and then a lot of times some of the drivers will see you and might not be, it might be a short distance, and they won't take it. They'll drop it, but that's good to know. If you could text me that number, I would appreciate it. Not saying that I'm gonna be out
yeah.
there traveling, but it's always good to know that. And especially same thing when you're traveling into another city. If you need to find out what's happening in that city. To share with the travelers out there because all the Lyft and Uber services don't work the same. So if you're traveling out of state somewhere, find out that state information because, yeah, you don't want to be standing out there waiting for a Lyft for 2 hours. And I don't think if I travel out of state because when I do a Lyft, I like to know my driver's name and the driver's license, and I do not get in that car unless those tags match, okay? Don't pull up talking
they
about
do the same thing at the cab company.
Oh, good.
Same
good,
thing at
good.
The cab companies, yeah. So
good.
I was impressed. I was like, wow, okay. So just
wow.
in case, I mean, everyone has their favorite mode
yeah.
of transportation,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But if you can't do one or the other, here's a different option. I believe in
you.
Options, that's all.
I understand. And guess what? On Monday, when we come back for Mind for Monday, I want you to make that list because we're getting ready to wrap it up here on Find It Out Friday. You know, we got some community
okay.
projects we're working on here. We appreciate you, Tiffany, with I see it, I strategize, and I complete it. That's why I love you coming on, and I love talking about Tiffany with I. Listeners, this is Tiffany Jones. She'll be back on air with a television show at the end of November, and if it goes into December, it's okay. You want to go in there, and you want to go in there right. And give me the name of your website. What is the name of your show again?
Beyond the Lines with Tiffany
Beyond
Jones.
Beyond the Lines. Okay. Remember that. When she's out there pushing it, she's going to do it right. Tiffany, we love you, and this is what I feel about you. Have a great evening. I'll give you a call later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Find it out
thank
on
you,
Friday
you.
With Tiffany Jones. Ow.
Help me,
I thank you that
yeah. We care and share, we love all through the land.